holding here in the Amud Ayin Beis over here. We're holding in the middle of the Pisuach HaShveresh. We saw last time, it's a Chazal that says Ruach HaShveresh, because the Chazal said there were five people that were distinct for good, five people that were distinct for bad, and the who is the word that sort of pinpoints that. And Chazal said there's a difference between and the Maral explained, we saw yesterday, the old Musig of Hey, we spoke about Gilui, we spoke about Hu, we spoke about Five, and so on. Now there's another Nakuda he's going to explain here. He goes through, the Maral explains each one, what was Miyuchad about it. Avram was the first the Tzidkis, and Bimakka Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Aaron was, Moshe was Nevuah, David was Malchus, Yechizkiah was Baal Tshuva, and Ezra was the one who completely brought back Klal Yisrael. Those are the Yonim. Then he says towards the bottom of the column, so five were Miyuchadim, and that's why they're listed as who, meaning that there's something very specific. It's, and we went through the whole thing. Now he says, Shehem l'ra. Now there are also five that are bad. Now let's try. He's asking a kasha. There's a subtle kasha. If you're telling me that the hay is the ois of gilui, like we said before, hay is the chelak of gilui of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why when we say who or hay ayedia, you're saying the, and you're delineating something, you're presenting something. So how can you have the five bad kings? What are they megala? Now, in other words, if you're telling me that the yichud of it is, that's a kasha. V'oyu chamisha v'hefach lehem shem l'ra. So the Maral says here, yisoid, that really it's a yisoid klolius. He uses it a lot of times, but it's especially significant here. Ki yediyas hafeichem echad. When the opposites, knowing the opposites is the same. Ukomo chamisha yichadim ol natov. So there are five good and there are five bad, both accomplish the same thing. Now let's talk a little bit about this, because this is a Yisrael Mal uses very often, and let's explain it on different afanim, and it's especially to get to Purim actually. The first Nakuda is, when I say two things are different, then one has no shaykhis to the other. If I say Reuven is hot-tempered, but Shimon is, I'll pick out, it's quiet a lot. Quiet, not tempered, it's not, has no shaykhus to each other. And b'meila, one doesn't touch the other, and it's two separate inyanim. When I describe genuine opposites, then I'm talking about the same thing. For instance, if I say something is hot and something is soft, hot and soft have no common axes, and b'meila, one has no shares to the other. When I say something is hot and something is cold, something is extremely hot and extremely cold, I'm talking about the same thing. I'm talking about a certain measure of heat. When I'm talking about something is hard and soft, b'etzem, I'm talking about the same quality. So there's a commonness mitzad the quality. So the first thing is, so if I understand why something is cold, I'll understand why it's hot. If I understand why certain things are soft, I'll understand why they're hard, because it's the same quality, just a question of direction, degree plus or minus. So the first thing is hefechim are really the same in an essential way. A tzaddik and a rasha deal with the same quality, with the level of ruchnius and so on. So that's one nekuda. There's a second nekuda here, and this is a deeper nekuda a little bit, and that is that I must know hefechius in order for something to have meaning. For instance, a kid grows up and he's taught about gravity, that gravity keeps everything in its place and gravity keeps everything down and so on and so forth. it is a lack of a deher. Everything stays because it stays. They call it gravity, call it a chinic, but whatever it is, I don't hear the koyach of gravity. Do you see gravity? I don't see gravity. Let's say a person is on the moon and he sees things float. You don't jump up and float, or in one of these gravity-less chambers where everything floats around. All of a sudden, you deher that there's something holding down whatever's being held down. In other words, without the ability for something to have an opposite, that would not have meaning in itself either. Opposite is what gives it its meaning. So if I don't understand what it means, let's say a person who, you had people who were goyim and they were like fabulous memories. I've heard different mice about it, and they couldn't understand what it means, forgot. You probably didn't listen well the first time. There's no such thing as forgetting. I don't hear memory unless I can hear lack of memory. The Lashon HaZohar is, if not for Chashucha, there wouldn't be Nahura. Light is meaningful only in the context that there's a chisern of light. So Tzidkis is a meaningful word only because I can contrast it with a lack of Tzidkis. So if a person can be extremely mean, cruel, so then the word kindness, givingness, has meaning to it. So a deeper understanding of Yedias Afeches Achas means that I know things from the contrast. Things take on meaning only when they're contrasted. If you have something that's white on a white surface, it doesn't mean anything. Tiara b'shragi mahani. If I have it against a black surface, that's where. So in a certain sense, it's our first understanding that Ra serves to delineate Tov. So the first, our first Havana of Yedias Afeches Echad means that they're both, it's the same Nekuda, just different ends of it. The second Deher is a little bit deeper, is that everything gets its meaning because of the Afeches. Yedias Afeches Echad means it's all there. There's a third Havana, and a still deeper Havana, and that's Nogia Betzant Purim. Purim centers around, the pasuk calls the Yeshua of a Nehafahu, and it's an interesting type of word. You find it, it's more than here. You find it by Bilam, Vayahafach Hashem Lecha Sakol Levrocha Kehevcha. The Gemara says, when you have a tainus, a cholam, that you're being meitiv, so you have to say three psukim of three. one of the three series of psukim is hifuchim. Vayavcha Hashem Lecha Sakol Levrocha Kehevcha. It's a hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's called hipuch, and the avoy in the kula is the Megillah. That's how we say it when we say Al Nisim, you know. When we say Al Nisim, we say the end of it. When we in the Al Nisim of Hanukkah, we speak about the Yeshua and so on and so forth. In the Al Nisim of Purim, we say V'hashe voiseloi gmulei beroishei v'tolois v'esponu leitz. So it's not just the Yeshua Klal Yisrael, but there was a certain, the fact that it turned round on him is the high point of it. In Chanukah, it's Bo Banech V'Yasecha P'Nasecha Lecha, wonderful. Over here, it ends with not V'Chakach. There was also V'Chakach Bo Banech in Purim. They came afterwards and they took over the advice of Purim, and they made Purim. They took over Haman's house. V'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. I mean, that was the end of the Yeshua. That's not the end. The way it says Vatolei says Baravla Eitz, even though there's a big piece of Megillah afterwards, there's still a lot of clapping humming afterwards. You know, they took his house away and they took this away and so on and so forth. So here it's very different, and it needs a little bit understanding. It's a nice thing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mahapich things. and the Rasha gets what he deserves, and so on and so forth. But it's mashma ke'ilu that this is a Messias of... It's an hug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's a very, very special hug of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like a little cherry on top that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also adds a little midah k'neged midah, just, you know, kind of, he got his just deservance. It's mashma ke'ilu v'nahafechu, you know, it's very, very hard not to get the sense that that's the toikvishal neis, is the v'nahafechu. So I think the nekuda is like this. The Gemara says that Ben David is ba, either in a dor that's kulei zakai or dor that's kulei chayev, and the raya is from the fact that if it's hafach kulei lavan, then it's tohar. So one of the mahalchim of geula is a dor shekulei chayev. That is a mahalach of geula. The very shallow pshat is, listen, what's the point of it? Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do good, and as long as we can do it, we're being pushed to do it. If we can't do it, then what's the point of it? You blow the whistle and you stop the fight, and, you know, sort of drag the fighter out. If you think he's not getting up anymore from the mat, you drag him out of the ring. So I mean, that's a very shallow havan of it. The oimik is different. It's the pshat. Ra's struggle with toiv is not only that it presents itself as a better metzias, as a more attractive metzias, but more than anything else, that it presents itself as an alternative metzias. Elohim acherim are not better gods, nicer gods, strong gods. They simply are other gods. Sitra achra is a lashon that the Zohar uses, means another side. Ra shirish is that it's another. That itself is the biggest kfira. When the Nachash came around, a mesis and mediach is his problem is not that he might affect people. It's the etzem hasas and adach. There's another voice in the world. There's such a day and such a day. That there is an other in the bria is in itself kfira. So the Nachash lemashal, when he came along and he preached that they should eat it. His avera is not lifnei evil isita michshol. If you want to do Purim Torah, it says vati pakach neinishteim. So I guess they were even before it was didn't lifnei evil isita michshol. The problem wasn't that lifnei evil. The Nachash is metzias that Akadosh Baruch Hu said like this, and there's another voice in the bria. The Nachash is also a voice in the bria. That itself is a chil kvot shemayim, even if nothing went past it. The Lashon Chazal used like somebody jumps into a hot bath and he gets burned is that at the end of the day the person is written off as being stupid and so on and so forth. But there are other people that have not been cowered. That are not beholden to the powers, and it might be very hot, but he jumps in. And that itself, the stira to Malchus Shemayim lies in the etzem that there is another voice in the bria, that there's an alternative to the bria, that there's ra also. The first type of avodah zarah, kfir and achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was those who have a sense that there is an other entity in the bria called Ra. It's a different entity. It's like a lot of Christian flavored the Christian flavored stories go about the devil and his minions against the God and his the Lord and his minions and so on. The tone of it is there's two koiches there, and they fight with each other. The way in which you're metakin that is when you see that the front side of it is what you're seeing is the back side. It's the other side of the same thing. It's like if I see a person, imagine I'm in a room and I see a person, I see another person, then I realize this is just a mirror image of his. If I see, let's say I'm in a circle somewhere revolving, and then I see somebody behind me and I see somebody in front of me, when it revolves, I realize I was seeing the back side of the same person who I see the front side. It's the same person, just different sides of it, and one is goes from the front to the back, one goes from the back to the front, but it's Hainu Hach. Ra is the back way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing about a tikkun. You can do it with a straightforward mahalach, you can do it by bending round. A person can come to toiv through two mahalachim. Either he's dovak and toiv, and that person feels the tam of toiv, and it's good and it's wonderful, and that says oimer makir on toiv. And then there's a fakerta mahalach, where a person is shaku and ra, and then like Shlomo HaMelech's Koheles, I did and tried everything, and there really is nothing in the Bria that gives anything. I always say over the story, I was sitting once upon a time in Eshet Torah, and I was doing an interview on a new student who came to learn in the yeshiva, like not in the kiryev, saying no, somebody's already come. And this person had once been frum. He had become mekurev with his brother. His brother was a big mitzuyan, and his brother took off from learning and went off to regular yeshiva. He was didn't have those kishronos, and he was frustrated after a year. And he went back and dropped it all. He became an investment banker. He lived in Manhattan, and he, you know, what they call Yiddish, a chazer shetag, and lived there a few years. Now he's on the backswing. I didn't know anything more. And I was trying to make some program for him, trying to make classes, whatever it was. And whatever I said, he was very negative, and like this type, and that, he'd learned this once before, it wasn't good. This. Finally, sort of my patience wore thin, and I said, if you don't like anything, what are you doing here? I don't think I should have said it, but, at some point. And he looked me straight in my eyes, and he said, Rabbi, I want to assure you, had there been one thing worth staying for, I wouldn't be here. I'm here not because I'm attracted to this, but there's nothing there. And that's a same gilui. It makes no difference that I'm a galatoyer from the front, seeing that it's toiv, or if I take a look and see that the other side is not. So when it's kulun is hapech, when it's really is hapech, then you have the same gilui, because the exact opposite has nothing. So when you want to be megala toiv in the bria, you can be megala the toiv of chesed when you toyim the tam of chesed, and you can be toyim the and you can be megala the toiv in chesed when you toyim the rain achzorius. Both of them are equally enlightening about chesed, about toiv. So there were five people that were miyuchet for toiv, and five are miyuchat for ra, and they're miyuchat, they're giluyim. They have a heya yediya, because it's the same gilui of toiv is ra also. I want to add one more remez, kind of, and then without going much into it, the five against five, that he says that Chazal pick out five tzaddikim and five shem, the koyach of toiv in the bria is usually represented with yimin, the koyach of ra is represented with small. And it's a one way. It's a way in which to align koyches that their immediate presence is toiv versus koyches that their immediate presence is ra. One of those alignments is the hands are five fingers versus five fingers. In other words, they're symmetrical, and there are you're machalic. It feels like that's not in Yanenu. But the fact that there are five tzaddikim versus five rishayim means that every nekuda of toiv has a nekuda of ra. And the point is, if it's real ra, if it's total ra, then the gilui is just as good as this. The problem starts in the beer, and I'll tell you where the problem starts. The Navi told them, Eliyahu told him, Adonai atem poisel mashtei asifim. How long are you going to have a foot in both worlds? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu got HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the Baal is go to the Baal. He meant it. And if the Baal is isolated from a Likus, the Baal is withers and is dead. Does not have any, its sheker and its emptiness is it becomes apparent. It has no. What happens is you ma'arev the tov and the ra, and it gets a shtickle unique from it. The one of the movements, friends, the Reform movement, was be'etzem mitzat what it believes and understands is empty. Nothing. Doesn't believe in anything. I mean, believes in goodness and humanity, which is wonderful. But it's not, doesn't have much more than that. But that wouldn't be very attractive. Some people sign, this is the house of goodness and humanity, and organic food. It wouldn't really attract anything. The way in which it's earning is because, so if Adrabba, a little Shabbos, a talis, a this, a that, the other thing. And it's the only time it says the Velt says that an adar the mashmim al shkolim v'al akloyim. Shkolim is what's ma'achat klal Yisrael. You know, everybody gives ma'achat shekel v'chulu v'chulu. And klayim is when the ichud is there to support two koyches together. One shouldn't be yearning from the other. That's when you have a problem. But mitzvah the hivur also. That's why the lias geula to be mentioned in Torah is the gula of the Megillah. That's the last sefer, and with that, that's the chesima of Kisra Kodesh. It's, so to speak, the final end of Giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over here. All the Giluyim of Mitzrayim is Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Lo Yilachem Acherim, nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself, tears open the Shemayim, and there's nothing in the world. Einoid Mulvari. The Gilui of Esther of the Megillah is the Megillah is Megala, where Hashem's name is not mentioned at all. It's all about Haman and Achashverosh and Beis Hamelucha. That's all it is. But when by the Venahafichu, that Haman and Achashverosh, they're the only actors, and Haman and Achashverosh will lead to Gulas Yisrael. That's the faket. That's the Venahafich is a special type of Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he's Megala himself by negating the Afechim. And that's why it's so significant that it's sort of the Tzuras HaGeula is called Hifuch over here. Let's just finish. I think let's finish the paragraph here. So there are five that were Ra. Even though who is mentioned in other places also, but Chazal picked five. Chamish niskul roku hechalias kibetzal from Hashem is ra uksiv etzlei hu meirishum yuchad lera esav zavi edoim is yuchad for ra, and so on, all five of them. And if you'll take a look, if you work them out, there's a certain zelumas there, obviously here. Because of Feirish. So he's answering the Pshat issue, even though the word who, but it doesn't say what the rise. So where the Pasuk says the who and the Pasuk mentions certain toiv, that's when we say the who is Miuchat the toiv, and when it says Ra, that's where the who, where it says before is some element of Ra, that's what we have there. Okay, we'll hold it in.